Daniel McCartan here with Pat Vendite at the Italian-American Family Launch Party. This is like an awesome event. You know, we're just about to get started here, but let's just talk briefly about what is the significance or importance of this event.
Yeah, this is it's an honor to be a part of this tonight, and I wasn't aware of what to expect, but you know, to see this turnout tonight, it's a special night.
Now you're gonna be playing for Team Italy, so what are your expectations for this season?
You know, upcoming in March here, we're gonna try to outdo what we did a few years back. You know, we got to the second round, and we're gonna have the guys to go a little bit further this time around, and I know the guys are all hungry. Just, you know, seeing Drew and Chris, everybody's excited and ready to get to work.
Is this your first games?
No, I was with Italy in 2013 in the World Classic, and then in the European Challenge as well in 2014. So this will be my third tournament.
Now, what are your personal goals for this coming tournament?
You know, just to get as far as we possibly can. It'd be really nice to get to those finals this year. You know, it's a couple steps further than we've been before, but, you know, it's about time that we make that jump.
Now, your option by the Mariners, you know, going forward for the 2017 season, what do you expect? What are you thinking?
You know, it's going to be a battle just like my first eight in professional baseball. Yeah. I'll have to earn everything I get, but as always, going to camp, make a good impression until it's time to go play for Italy. Go take us as far as we can and see whatever comes of the season.
Now, you're the first or the only switch pitcher in modern. I mean, that's really cool. So how do you start doing that?
My dad started with me when I was 3 years old. I'm a natural right-hander. It was just an idea that he had, and it's kind of stuck ever since.
Now, how do you get fitted for an ambidextrous glove? I mean, what's the process for that?
I was 7 years old, and if you can believe it, my dad, all he did was he traced my hand and faxed it to the Mizuno company in Osaka, Japan. And 2 months later, I had my first glove. So it was as simple as that, I guess.
Cool. So, you know, I always thought about this. You know, do you have a different arsenal of pitches based on what arm you're throwing with?
Yeah, you know, I do have different stuff. From the right side, I throw a little bit harder. From the left side, I feature, you know, predominantly off-speed, especially sliders. And, you know, to have that matchup advantage really helps me and allows for that slider to be more effective from the left side, even though I don't have a whole lot of velocity.
Now, how do you decide which side you're going to pitch from?
That's all predicated on the batter. The only time that becomes an issue is a switch hitter. So if it's a lefty, I'm obviously going left-handed, righty-righty. And then with the switch hitter, it depends on their splits.
Now, you have a rule named after you, the Pat Vendite rule. I remember watching that game on TV now. It was like, switch, 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 switch. How does it feel to have a rule named after you?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and honestly, I don't really care about that aspect. You know, it was my goal to get to the major leagues, and that was all I truly cared about. Maybe down the line that'll be something that I look back on.
Down in history.
I guess so, yeah.
All right, so parli italiano.
Nah, non parlo.
You're going to learn.
I better. I've been saying I'm going to learn for a few years now, but I really do have to start to pick it up.
Have you ever been there to visit?
Yes, to visit when I was 7 and then to play in that European Cup in 2014. We got to train there in Castelfranco. Played a few games in Verona and a couple other places. It was quite the experience.
Okay, now before I let you go, before this gets started here, you're going to have your choice of Italian karaoke, an Italian baseball lesson, you know, terms, and a speed round.
Karaoke, for sure.
Karaoke. All right, you're the second one. Okay, hold on. I got them right here. All right, let's do, I don't know, what, that's Amore?
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
Like a bigger pizza pie, that's Amore.
Hey. Oh, that was good. Can you keep going?
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling. Ah.
That's Amore. All right, how about O Sole Mio?
Yeah, what else we got?
Volare.
I think O Sole Mio may be a little bit better.
Okay. This one's hard to hear. Really hard. Can't hear it at all. Could you?
No, I can't.
All right, we'll skip that one. How about, what's this one?
I think I know this one.
Oh, lasciatemi cantare. Lasciatemi cantare.
Ooh, that's not the one I was thinking.
Oh, that's this one. Oh. That's this one. Here. It's louder in here.
I don't know. I don't know
about all this.
I don't know the beginning part. I'll cut this part. We'll get to the chorus. All right, you're a good sport. That was awesome. All right, I'm Danielle McCartan here with Pat Vendite, and good luck in the tournament, and have fun tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.